Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Some months back, a listener questioned whether or not God answers prayers today. This past week, a listener shared a story of answered prayer with us, and I thought you might enjoy hearing it as well. After all, we all like a good story, right? Bruce recounts, "Back in the 1980s, I worked at the Grand Canyon for a summer. While walking to my job, I saw a park ranger looking in the ditch. He told me he had been driving and his hand was wet, so he took his wedding ring off to let it dry and lost his grip on the ring and it fell out into the ditch. I got his name and said I would look after my shift. All day I prayed, 'God, help me find the ring and I will give you the credit.' On the way back, I looked for a while and was about to give up. Turning away, I noticed a flash of light from the setting sun near the tall grass, and there standing upright under a small twig was the ring. I praised God and found the ranger giving a talk on the canyon's rim. When he saw me, he said hi, and I held up the ring. His jaw dropped. He had scoured the area with friends, even using a metal detector to no avail. He had given up hope in ever finding it. I told him about the prayer and gave the credit to God. And no, not all of my prayers are answered that way, but what a blessing that was. Praise God that He always hears our prayers, then responds according to His wisdom and glory. Have a blessed day." Well, we appreciate you sharing that story with us, Bruce. You know, the Grand Canyon is a beautiful place. My wife Nancy and I were able to visit it a few years back. But besides its beauty, what I remember most is a sign posted above a toilet in one of the restrooms. The sign read, "Caution, reclaimed wastewater, do not drink." I kid you not, I have a picture to prove it. Yes, any thoughts of getting a drink were gone. Well, tomorrow's a big day for our country. It's Election Day, a chance for us to vote for the candidates of our choice. It's a great privilege and responsibility to be able to freely vote, and I encourage you to do so. I have to always wonder what impact a new administration will have on ministries like WRVM. So tomorrow, spend some time in prayer for our nation, for the elections, and then get out and vote. WRVM is a listener-supported ministry. Thank you for your prayers and gifts. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Or you can make a gift online at our website, wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.